Haver or Tana Haver or Lai Tana Haver.
That's the sugya in the first parak of Bava Metzia. The Gemara relates it to the topic of Taifis Labachayiv. The Mokhem Shechav Lacherim Taifis Labachayiv. The Gemara relates it over here to the topic of the man appointing a shliach lohailocha shtar shichra ten get zeli ten shtar shichra zeli avdi, whether the person to whom he gave the shtar shichra can turn around and say zochan liyadim shlei b'fanav. So what is the tzad hashover between all the cases? So Tosis says the kasha teima l'ri di mamas chashmamina teima l'ri, what's the comparison? So Tosis gave a very difficult answer. He owes him a debt. He doesn't owe him a debt. Very difficult. What does God do with owing a debt? The whole thing is a pillar. So we gave the pshat based on the assumption of the Nesivis. The Nesivis started this whole pshat based on the Tosfos in Ezel Neshech and the Afayin Aleph on the base. The Tosfos said a chiddush that if a nochri is mafkir a sack of money, puts it on the table. So if a person comes along, a Jewish person comes along, wants to be kind on behalf of a different party, that's hamagdim tzila chaver, kana chaver. We pass from kana chaver. He can be zeicha zach liyad mishlei b'fan. But if the nochri is not mafkir, the nochri gives it to the Jew to be zeicha meyef for the other Jew, so one would have certainly thought that that's a case of zach liyad mishlei b'fan. So Taisus says no, ein zchi alakum. What does God do with ein zchi alakum? So you see that Taisus seems to be assuming that in every case of Zachan Liyadim Shaloi Befanov, the one is giving the gift. If I have a gift, I want to give it to someone else who's not here, and I give it to someone who is here, he should be kind of for the one who's not here. The Baal HaMamon is appointing the Zeiche as a Shliach, Yishlucha Shal Baal HaMamon. And then the Nesivis quotes, he quotes this Tosis, and then he quotes the Muki Yosef in the first Perek in Bava Metzia, commenting on the Mishnah. Mukiyosu quotes the Ran like that. You have to be shlucho shel Baal HaMamon. And then, bottom line, it's, where did they all get this idea? Where did the Ran get this expression from, shlucho shel Baal HaMamon? So this also is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi asked the Kasha, how is it possible? You always require shlucho shel Baal HaMamon. How is there such an institution as the woman appointing a shliach with Kabbalah Saget? The get can be given Baal Korcha of the Yisha. So how was that considered? How was she a Baalim to appoint the shliach? The Yerushalmi answered, that's the one and only exception to the rule that normally you require that the shliach should always be shlucho shel Baal HaMamon. So it's important to know these three sources that the Nesivis is basing his pshat on. So that's what we interpret in the Nigemara along the lines of the Nesivis. That's the issue involved in Taifis Labal Chayiv, that's the issue involved in the Hamagbiya Metzia L'Chaver. There is no Baal HaMamon. Taifis Labal Chayiv, there is a Baal HaMamon, the Loivet, but he didn't give the metalpalim to the tofes to be koinat mihef of any one of the malvim. The fella ran in on his own enigram. So this whole assumption is not muskam l'chol adeis. Not everybody agrees to this. There is a Ksois HaChoshen has a Simei Reish Ayin Hei. He has the following comment. Reish Ayin Hei is the Simei about the Zechem and Ahefka. So the Gemara has a din ha'oide minichse hager kesove shehen shalom. That's a Gemara in Yevamos. That's in Reish Ayin Hei Sif Chaf Hei. A person does a kinyan chazaka. He digs a little in the ground. That's a kinyan chazaka. So if he does a kinyan chazaka in the sod shal hefker, knowing that it's hefker and he wants to be kinyan and a hefker, that's the din that yizechem and a hefker. What happens? I made a mistake. I thought this was my field, and I'm digging, and I'm planting. I'm doing malachas hakarka there. Then it turns out that it's a hefka dika field, and someone comes and he says, "I want to grab it. I want to bezechem and hefka." And I say, "Well, I didn't realize that it was hefka, but I just did a kenya hazak. I just put up a fence, or I just whatever. No, I got her apart. It's rafak baputa. I just made a kenya hazak." So the Gemara says that I'm not kainim. Ha'oider binichse ager. I was digging and exod the shal hefka. Ager shemes vein lo yorshin. But Kesover, I thought mistakenly, Shem Shalom, and it turns out that it's not mine, it turns out that it's really Hefkin, it's up for grabs. So the Gemara says in Yivamas that you're not Koine. Things in Yivamas daf nun base. But it's quoted in Choshimish, but Rei Shain Hei, Steve Chofei. So the Ktsai Sacheshin quotes that the Mukayese B'Shem Haravid in, I think it's in Cheska Sabatim, yeah. that right. Mukiyos Perek Chesed Habatim quotes Arayved that Bamedvar Mamurim. When is this the din that you're not kinda? That's if it's a soda shal hefker. What if somebody wants to give me a matana? Somebody owns a field and he wants to give it to me be matana, and he tells me I should dig around the field, and I thought I'm digging. I didn't have in mind at the time that I was digging that I was going to be kinda. I thought that the field belonged to me. I made a mistake. I thought of his mind. So the pashta says that I'm not kinda. So the Mukiyos quotes a rive, it has a hoichocha from a gemara that whenever there's das acheres makna, then it does work. Das acheres makna makes it that the kinyan and the chazaka is a good kinyan, even though there was no kavanas kinyan. That's chiddush number one. That's in the ksais achoshin sivkot and dalet. Then the ksais achoshin has sivkot and gimel, a chiddush on top of a chiddush. That what happens if there's a sodeh up for grabs? It's a sodeh shal hefker. A gershem meis mein layorshim. He dies and all of his property, all of his assets become hefker, has no yorshim. And I appoint a shaliach. Who am I? I'm nobody. I have no shaykhs over here. I'm alive. I'm not the gershem meis mein layorshim. I appoint a shaliach that he should go be kind of the sodeh on my behalf. How can I appoint a shlich to be kind in the son of my hef? So son of shal hefker. You can't appoint a shlich if you're not the bala moment. So the tzois totally ignores this. He's not goris this whole issue of shluch or shal bala moment. So you shall me with the run, with the this, with the that. He's not bothered with the whole thing. He says someone makes a shlich to be kind on his behalf. Okay, so he says shluch or shalom kamay. Says good. But he has a shaila. He sent a shliach and he told the shliach to dig around, and he didn't tell the shliach the whole story. He's going to tell the shliach that it's a sadeh shel hefker and do me a favor and make a kinyan chazak on my behalf. So the shliach is not such a fool. He'll be kind of the sadeh for himself. So I told him that the field is mine and I need some work done in the field, and please do me a favor and put up a fence. So he puts up the fence thinking he makes a chazak on the field, not having in mind to be kind of a chazak. But I, the Mishaleach, had in mind that I want to be kind of a chazaka. So he says that this also works. You can put together the Das Kinyan of the Mishaleach, Chiddush number one, that there is such a thing as a person wants to be Zeichem and a Hefka appointing a Shliach. The Pashto says that there ain't no such thing. That there isn't. It's not Shluchu Shal Balmam. The one and only exception to the rule is the Getisha. So that's Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, he said that there are rare cases, there are rare instances where if you oida minechse ageri make a kinyan chazaka, and you didn't have in mind to be kainan, that you are kainan. When is that? When is das acheres makna? The das amakna, that's the rivet quoted by the Mukiyos and Mecheskes Habatim, claims he has a hoichocha from a gemara in Baba Basra. So just like over there, you can be mitzarif the das of the das acheres makna with the Maisei Kinyan of the Kaina, even though the Kaina thought Oyde B'nech Zager K'sav V'shein Shalom, he didn't realize that this act of putting up a fence constitutes a Kinyan. So he says, same over here, you can be Mitzarev together the Kavonas Kinyan of the Mishaleach who made the Shliach to be Zechem and Hefker with the Maisei Kinyan that the Shliach did. These are fantastic kedushim. I don't know why there's no nesivis on Simon Ayin Reish Hei. There are no nesivis at all. I don't know. If I would have written a nesivis, I think I would have attacked it. I don't know. It must be missing over there. He probably didn't write on the whole Chosh Mishpah. Usually the nesivis always disagrees with the Ktzos whenever there's something that there is room to disagree. So here, this is what the Ktzos writes in Chiddush. So the whole interpretation that we gave yesterday was all based on the nesivis. That's in the Siman of Siman Kuf Hei. That's the Siman about Givias Choy v'Toyfes L'Bal Choy. Where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the distinction is in Mokum Shachav Lacherem then Loi Kona, in Mokum Shaloi Chav Lacherem, so it is Kona. So everything we said yesterday is all based on the Nesivis, where you had the three sources, Tosis in Zeh Neshach Hayin Aleph from the base, and the Ran quoted by Nina Mukiyosef, the first Perek from Bavon Tzia, and Yerushalmi, the Tzois doesn't hold from the whole thing. It's interesting though, the Ktzos knows of that Tosis, but he doesn't make a whole story out of it. Like the Nesivis took that Tosis in Ezer Neshech, and he made this whole Yisoy that the Tosis is saying what it said in the Yerushalmi. And that's the Loshen that the Ran, quoted by the Nimuki Yesod. The Ran said you have to be Shluchu Shel Bala Mamet. The Ksais knows of this. The Ksais in Simen Kufei is in the Simen Kufei? No. Is the Simen about Ein Shluchu Dvar Aver? Hilcha Shluchim begins Simen Kufei Beis. Simen Kufei Beis. So Kufei Beis in Choshe Mishpat starts off, you always say Shluchu Shlalim Kemoisoi, except Le Dvar Aver, Ein Shluchu Dvar Aver. So Sivkot and Beis in the Ktzais HaChoshen is also a famous Ktzais. It quotes the Tshuvas of the Nodeh Yehuda, which had just come out apparently, it was just a little before his time, that the Nodeh Yehuda had this Chiddush. I think we must have discussed it already, that it's a very strange, the whole story is very strange. Nodeh Yehuda wrote a Tshuva 15 years Lachar HaMaisa, and the girl who, there was a couple, a husband gave a get to his wife. The wife happened to be a niece of the Nodeh Yehuda. So he doesn't say that it's a relative, and he doesn't explain why he's writing a tshuva 15 years lachar ha-maisa. But the deal was that the husband wanted to divorce his wife, and she was not interested in getting divorced. So the husband was going to give her a get bal kocha. So that's in violation of the Chem de Rabbeinu Gersh. So that's a question. Nodeh Yehuda has a discussion of this. Is the Avera involved in Avera de Raisa and Avera de Rabban? Chem de Rabbeinu Gersh just means that he was Mechazek and Issa deraisa that existed already. It's an avla ben adam lachaver. You marry a girl and you promise to honor and cherish her. How does it say in the Ksuba? I will cherish my wife. I will respect my wife. He's mechuyev b'kvoid ishta yoser mechabda yoser miguf. He has to be mechabed his wife. Then he goes and he divorces her bal karcha against his wishes. The girl didn't do anything wrong. The husband just fell out of love. He fell in love with someone else. He wanted to get rid of his wife. First wife wanted to marry someone else. So it wasn't right. So some, the Beis Yosef quotes the Tshuva Sarah that that's an Aver deraisa to give a get bal korcha, the Rabbeinu Gersh, and just added a cherem that whoever does it, it should be cursed, that he should drop dead. The Gemara says in Perik Eilam Megalchen, in third Perik Maikot, that a cherem is a curse that's nichnas into the Ramach Yivor. Cherem is the same letters as Ramach, it's a curse the fellow should drop dead. And if and when he does drop dead, even if 20 years later he dies, we attribute his death to the curse of the rabbis. And we treat them like a haruge bezdin, and they don't observe avelus. That's what it says in Yeruday, the quote of Mordechai. Why? How did Mordechai know? Because the Gemara says, Mishemez minidui bezdin sokle misarona. They put a big slab of stone on top of his oron. The Gemara says, it doesn't mean sokle misarona. They don't put a galosh alochan. They don't put a whole pile of stones like when Ochan was buried. But they put a slab of stone to them. Why? To demonstrate that he was meis b'nidui. What does that mean? So the Mordechai understands what it means is to demonstrate that he deserved skila. And when he dies, we put him a cherem now, and he dies 5 years later, 25 years later. When he dies, we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezdin, and that's why there's no avelus. Like Haruge Bezdin, there's no avelus. So if he did an avera. So we try to coax him to do tshuva, we coax him to do mitzvahs. Sometimes we curse people Mishapara. Mishapara is a curse. And the Gemara has a shaila. Mishapara means the Bezna announces there is a curse on people who deal dishonestly in business, so they actually curse Mr. Pliny. Gemara says, yeah, we actually curse Mr. Pliny. Not just that we should know on the books there's a curse. We actually give the curse. That's what a cherem is. A cherem is a curse that should be nichnas into the Ramach Yivor.
Is that where
I don't know what that meaning is based on. I don't know. It's like you sign a registry to show that we were here. Someone visited it. So the meaning is that you put a little stone to show that someone visited his camp. That's assumed to be a simon of COVID to the mace. So the Nodeh Yehuda has this discussion. Is the Yisra involved in Issa Derais and Issa Derabon? So he says, even if one should assume that it's only an Issa Derabonon, Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom is an Issa de Rabbanon. He still quotes from the Mishnah Melech, who has a rife and a Gemara in the middle of Bava Kama and Nuns, that even by an Avera de Rabbanon, you also say, Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver. So therefore, the Nodeh Yehuda comes up with a Chiddush that if the husband sent a Shliach to be Megarish his wife Bal Korcho, and the Shliach went ahead and he did it, the husband was a dainty fellow. He didn't want to force the get into his wife's hand. But he sent two Jewish hooligans, two gangsters, and they saw to it that they gave the get to the wife in the presence of two kosher Edom. they themselves are probably not kosher eidim, so they gave the get in the presence of a kosher eidim. So the Nodi Yehuda said a chiddush that the get is not chal because ain't shliach ledvar there. So the tzois just adds on that there's a little bit missing in the tshuvas Nodi Yehuda. It's only by medvar mamurim if the husband appointed them as a shliach to give the get bal korcha. But if the husband appointed as a shliach to give a get, period, and they decided to give the get bal korcha, so that's not involved in ain't shliach ledvar there. And he quotes a Mishlam Melech like that. That with respect to Dalet Vehei, the din is that Tovach HaMocha, Ganef is Tovach HaMocha, is chayv to pay Dalet Vehei. So there, that's one of the three exceptions to the rule, that we do say, Yesh Aleich Ledvar Avera. The Gemara says, Me'ile and Tovach HaMocha, and Shlichas Yad Bepikodna, the three exceptions to the rule, where you say, Yesh Aleich Ledvar Avera. So the Mishlei Melech points out that the Rambam seems to say that if the Ganef appointed a shliach to shecht the behemah, then the shliach decides to shecht on Shabbos. I didn't ask him to shecht it on Shabbos. I told him to shecht the behemah for me. So then I'm chayv dalad hay. But if the Ganef appointed the shliach to shecht the behemah on Shabbos, then you say ein shaliach ledvar aver. Yesh shaliach ledvar aver by Tovach HaMocha only if there's no other Avera mixed in. But if there's another Avera mixed in, then L'chil Shabbos, then you say, Ein Shaliach L'dvar Avera. So the Mishlei Melech points out that the Rambam distinguishes between the case where the Ganef asked him to Shech the Behema on Shabbos, or the Ganef just asked him to Shech the Behema, and the Shaliach decided, the Shech decided to Shech on Shabbos. So he thinks that the same is certainly true over here with this story in Nodi Yehuda. That was the case, that the husband... We know historically that was the case. The husband didn't have the heart to give the get bal korcha, so he sent two Jewish hooligans, that they should give the get bal korcha.
How do we know in Shabbos that if he told them to be shechting on Shabbos
So you get involved in bigger problems. Okay, that's a question. That's a good question. You have to figure that out too. So the Ktzayis HaChayshin, the Simakuf Pei Beis of Cotton Beis, starts off by quoting this Nodi Yehuda. Then he quotes that the Rabbi Tzela Hamburger and the next Jew with the Nodi Yehuda, Rabbi Tzela Hamburger disagreed. Rabbi Yitzchak Halevi disagreed with the Nodi Yehuda that the Tosfos in Bava Metzia, Daf Yudim and Beis has two opinions regarding this. If a Kohen appoints a Shliach to be Mekadosh a Grusha for him, so the rule is Ein Shaliach L'dvar Aver. Ein Shaliach L'dvar Aver means that a Kohen doesn't get Malkus for doing the Aver of marrying a Grusha. That's what it means, Ein Shaliach L'dvar Aver, or it means that the girl is not married. The girl remains single. So one opinion of Tosfos is that the Kiddushin is not Chal, Ein Shaliach L'dvar Aver. So that's obviously what the Nodi Yehuda is assuming. Ein shaliach ledvar aver means that the whole get is not chal. Not just that the aver giving the get bal korcha doesn't relate back to the husband. The whole shlichus legerishin is not chal. So the Nodi Yehuda says this, the whole thing is not chal based on the one opinion in Tosfos. So that Rabbi Tzela Hamburger thought we shouldn't follow that opinion. That's the next tshuva in Nodi Yehuda. He has the letter that Rabbi Tzela Hamburger sent to him and he disagrees. He holds that it's not so. As the Ktzois continues to talk, he quotes the Nodi Yehuda as making the following statement. Would anybody in Israel, he's talking about Zochel Olam Shleibafonov and Shlichus and Shlichus Bar there. So the Nodi Yehuda writes a line. Would it occur to anybody in his right mind that if a goy wants to give a gift to a Jew, and he gives the gift to one Jew to be kind for another Jew, would any sane individual say that that's called the problem of Zechiyah La'akum? Of course, that's utterly ridiculous. So the Ktzai says, why is it so ridiculous? That's what Tosfos said in Bava Metzia. Somehow this got involved in the discussion of Rabbi Tzela Hamburger with the Nodi Yehuda. So even though the Ktzai is aware of that Tosfos, and he's masig on the Nodi Yehuda, that he forgot that off in the Tosfos, but still, this interpretation of the Tosfos, the twist that the Nesivas gave it, based on the Lashon of the Ran in the first parak of Bava Metzia, that you have to be Shluchu Shel Bala Mama, but Yerushalmi, that is not Gerus and Ganson, that he writes, he doesn't see what the problem is. And I Reishe, he says, I appoint a Shliach to be Zeicha Men Ahefka for me, so I can appoint such a Shliach, and he says, a Chiddush on top of a Chiddush, that my Kavonis Kinyan will be Mitzuref to the Maisi Kinyan that the Shliach does, even though the Shliach doesn't have a mind to be Koina for me. Still, you can be mitzarf the kavanas kinyan of the mishaleach with the maisa kinyan of the shaliach. Put two and two together, and I'm kind of. So everything that we said yesterday is only on the assumption, like the nesivus. Many don't agree with the nesivus.
Why doesn't he have to be a shaliach? Can a person appoint somebody else to be his yad to be mekabel something for somebody else, or to do something, even though he's not the Baal HaMamor right now?
Pashtus is not.
Can't.
I cannot. I can appoint.
That's what the Yerushalmi means.
Yeah, shliach to buy.
I can appoint somebody to be my like chassidim town shliachis. You put it into a chassid.
She doesn't.
That's not only an exception.
Chassidim town shlucha is not. It doesn't mean shliachis. There's no shliachis to a cherish to be cotton. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua is. How can the chassid be a shliach? It's worse than a cherishayt of cotton. So it's not to be taken literally. It's not to be taken literally. The Gemara says that a cotton, if you hold a chotzer in tam shlucha, a cotton cannot be koina de chotzer, and a goy can be koina de chotzer. It's a Gemara navoy de zara. A goy can be koina de chotzer. So you see that there's something different over there. Chotzer in tam shlucha is not to be taken literally. It's not a shliach. It just means a kinyan was made on my behalf. It's not really a din of shliach. Okay, we're
if
talking about.
Wants to give me a matana, according to this one, I can't appoint anybody, even a shliach, to accept that.
I cannot appoint a shliach, right? Whoever wants can volunteer to serve as Avnagadim Shlai B'Fanam. But I'm not a Balaam to appoint a shliach. If I'm not the Balaam, the one who wants to buy real estate, one who wants to buy an automobile, can appoint a shliach. He's the Balaam on the payment. I'm going to have to pay for the thing that I'm purchasing. So he's the Baal HaMamon on the automobile. I'm the Baal HaMamon on the payment. Each one is a Baal HaMamon, so you can appoint the shliach. He's authorized. But if someone wants to give me a matana, so I'm not in a position. I'll be pasha. I'm not in the position to. The Mekabel matana cannot appoint the shliach. The Ktzai says that, yes, so he's not gerus this whole yisoid of the nesivus. We were learning the whole Gemara yesterday based on the nesivus, that you have to be shlucho shol Baal HaMamon.
Are you only limited to this?
I don't know if you say schim and tam shlichas. Also, nothing that we said yesterday applies. The pashtus in that gemara in ezel neshach is like that. That schim is mitam shlichas. That's a simple reading. The gemara says that a nochri doesn't have shlichas, therefore you can't do zochni yadam shlai b'fonav on behalf of a nochri. So why not say the same by a katan? Why do we pass like the tan in the mishnah baba basra and of kufa and vav, wherever it was there? There were three opinions whether there's schia only for a cotton, only for a godl, or for both. We pass in schia zachen, bein le cotton, bein le godl. So the Gemara says, how can you be zech on behalf of a cotton, but a cotton can't have a shliach? Gemara says that that's an exception to the rule. Even though a cotton can't have a shliach, he can't have zachen because he's also lechlal shlichas. So those were the two girsas, whether that's the Raisa or the Rabbanan. But the simple reading of that Gemara is that schia is along the lines of schia mitam shlichas, schia is along the lines of shlichas. The whole machlekes are rishonim, the expression that they have with the schiyim tam shlichas or not. The whole machlekes only is whether the schiyah for cotton is their eyes or their abon. Those are the two girsas in the Gemara. Dafayin aleph and base, the top line of dafayin base and aleph. That's the whole nafkamina. The pashtus is that everybody agrees that schiyah is a form of shlichas, but it somehow is related to shlichas. Just the machlekes is it the same parsha shlichas as zochen le cotton can't work min haTorah? Well, it's a different parsha of shlichas. So they're zochen. Zochen can work for cotton menator. That's the whole nafkamina. Whether zochen le cotton works menator with the rabban. The pashtus is that's the whole nafkamina. See, just to continue in our Gemara, the Gemara quotes Omer Abchizde, six lines from the bottom of Yud Aleph and Beis. Abchizde says that you are shaila, whether teifis le bal choiv, the mokum shechav lacherim kona or loikona. That shaila, I think, is a machlokes hatanaim. He digs up a mishnah and pay it. What does it say in the mishnah? A wealthy farmer has a whole farm and he designates payer. L'chatchil is supposed to designate payer at the end of the field. B'dievet, if you designate in the middle of the field, is also chal. When you designate, I declare this should be payer. Who does it belong to? The field belongs to me. I'm the wealthy farmer. And whatever grows on the field is mine. That's called aray yashbach, hakarka sheli hishbiach. Whatever grows on my field, whatever apples grow, potatoes grow, onions, whatever grows on my field, because the field belongs to me, so that's the din of aray yashbach. So that's up until the time that I designate, let's say, truma. But a mafresh 2% is truma, so the truma belongs to what we call shevet kohanim, shevet kohuna. Then I designate 10% as ma'aser rishon, so that belongs to the shevet leviyim. Then let's say 1 year, the third year and the sixth year, I designate ma'aser ani. So ma'aser ani belongs to the shevet aniyim, and the payah belongs to the shevet aniyim. Is there such a thing, a shevet aniyim? Oh no, there's such a thing as shevet kohanim and shevet leviyim. But there's no such thing as shevet aniyim. Kohanim and leviyim, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that was part of the plan in the world. Rabbanu Shel Olam wants to have a klal yisrael with yud bei shvatim, and each shevet should have a different derech and avodas Hashem. Should be colorful. Rabbanu Shel Olam appreciates variety. He wants to have each shevet should have its own bez nagodol paskening for them, and everyone should do the shmiras hamitzvahs in a different colorful fashion. We should have these kind of chassidim, these kind of misnagdim. And these, and Telza, and Amira, and Slabotka, and different shades of Avodas Hashem, different drachim and Avodas Hashem, and he wants to have Kohanim and Levim. He wants to have Aniyim. He doesn't want to have any Aniyim. Ki lo yacht elavim mekerav oris. That's a sociological statement. The Chumash says there are always going to be poor people, but it's not that that's the way the Rabbanu Shalom wants it to be. So is there such a concept as Shevet Aniyim? That when you designate Maisa Oni, when you mafresh Maisa Oni, the third year and the sixth year belongs to the Shevet Aniyim. When you designate Peah, belongs to the Shevet Aniyim. Or you say there is no such thing as Shevet Aniyim. It belongs to the farmer, and the Aniyim have a right to take it. So, that's a Diyun in Achrayim. That's a discussion. Iktzais and other Achrayim have a discussion about this. Is there such a concept as Shevet Kohuna and Shevet Leviya? We assume that there is such a thing. Shevet Aniyim is a shaila whether such a thing exists. Now, what was the machlokes hatanoim in this Mishneh Peah? Mishalikitas hapeah. The farmer, the wealthy farmer, is not a poor man. The farmer is wealthy. He's not allowed to take leket shikra and peah. He's not an oni, he's an osher. So he designates peah, and then he picks up the peah in order to be zecher for his favorite oni. He wants to be zecher. Zachal yodim shlei b'fonim. So it's a machlokes hatanoim. So Reb Leizer Reimer, the first Tana in the Mishnah, Reb Leizer Ben Hurkin, says Zachalo. He says Zachalo Adam Shlai Befanav, that Oni is Koine, even though it's to the detriment of the other Anim. Now the other Anim don't have a right to grab this Peah. Chachamim Yitanen Alo Oni Anim Tzarishim. So Rav Chizda thinks, and the Chacham say, you don't say Zachalo Adam Shlai Befanav. Rav Chizda thinks this is the Machloikis, this is the Nekudas HaMachloikis. You apply Zachalo Adam Shlai Befanav by Teufis Lebal Choy B'Mokim Shachav Lachem. So it's not a Bal Chayv over here. It's not that the Aniyim are Bal Chayv. They didn't lend any money to the Bal Asad. It's Lav Davka Bal Chayv. So what does it have to do with the issue of Tavis Bal Chayv Mokim Shechav Lachem? So what it means is, way we were learning yesterday, based on the Nesivis, what it means is, maybe the only time you apply Zachon Yodim Shleib Befanov is when the Bal Amomen appoints the fellow as the shliach. I want to give someone a gift, he's not here, so I give you the gift, you should be zeicha on his behalf. So I'm the Bal Amomen. I'm the owner of the gift. I want to give it to someone else. I wanted to give it to you, you should be zeicha for Pliny. So I am appointing you as the shliach. You're the shluchu shal Bal Amomen. But if a man comes, a teifes le Bal Chayv, the Bal Amomen is the loiva. So an outsider comes to be teifes on behalf of one of the malvim, he was never appointed a shluch shel bal hamamon. That's what we understood in the Gemara. So how does this apply over here? So either you assume that peah belongs to the shevet aniyim, so the bal asad is not the bal hamamon, or even if one should assume that no such concept exists, there is no such concept as shevet aniyim. That's how many argue. That's the question whether such a thing exists or doesn't exist. But nonetheless, you can't consider the farmer as the Bal HaMamon because he doesn't even have a Tavis Anah. He doesn't have the right to pick which Ani he wants to give it to. There's some Matnas Anim where you have Tavis Anah, other Matnas Anim where you don't have Tavis Anah. You have no right. You're supposed to leave the payer there. And Kol HaKodim Zocher. He's not coming B'Torah as Bal HaMamon. See, if I have $1,000, I'm not mechuyev to give it to anybody. Out of the goodness of my heart, I decide to give it as a matana to Pliny. It's not here. So give it to you. You should be zecher to him. I have the right to make you the shaliach on his behalf. I'm the balamomen. I have a right to balabas, to balabatav over here. Do you decide, do I want to give it to him? I don't want to give it to him. But over here, the balasada has no right to interfere. So he's, the balasada is picking it up, not b'toras bala momen. He doesn't have any special rights. He doesn't have toibas hanoa on the pay. He comes, he's picking it up on behalf of Pliny Oni as a stranger, as an outsider, as a zochen l'olam shleibefon. So that's why, along the lines of our interpretation yesterday, which is all based on the Nesivis, that the issue involved in Teufis L'machav Mokam Shachav L'Acherim is an issue of Shlucha Shel Balamomen, either by Magdiyah Metziyah L'Haver Kanachaver. There is no Balamomen. The Momen is Hefker. So he can't be Shlucha Shel Balamomen. Or over here by the Teufis L'Balchoiv, by the Balchoiv, there is a Balamomen. The Loiv is the Balamomen, but the Loiv is not appointing this third person as a shliach to be zech on behalf of one of the malvim. The good Samaritan runs in and he does on his own. The loiv is gambling away all of his money. He's wasting, he's burning all of his money. So he's not appointing the shliach over here. The shliach wants to make himself a self-appointed shliach. So that's why the issue involved is that there's a lack of shlucha shel balamon. There is a din when the aniyan pick up leket shikho peyo. So the Gemara says that they're potem min amaisris. Min ha-ter, they're potem min amaisris. Some cases, midirabbanan, they'll be chayiv in maisris. So Rashi and Tosfos and Bava Kamma, daf chav ches min aleph, seem to have a machlokes why are matnas aniyim potem from shumas amaisris. So Rashi writes, they're potem from shumas amaisris because they're hefker. So Tosfos says, what do you mean hefker? It's not hefker. How could it be hefker? Hefker is only valid, there's a mishnah and pei, where there's a machlekes bisham and bisilo. What if you're mafker only lanim? So bisham is opinion hefker lanim havi hefker. There is such a thing, it could be mafker lachatzoin. Bisilo says, no, it's only hefker if you're mafker lashirim vilanim, kishvias, kishmita. Why? What does it mean, kishmita? The pasuk that teaches us that such an institution exists. When the Baruch Shalom created the world, so everything was hefka. So the whole world was hefka, kol ha-kaidim zocha. So whoever was zoche was kaidim. So that when the Baruch Shalom made the whole world, everything was hefka. Okay, that we understand. But how do you know once you're zoche and a hefka, how do you know you have the ability to be mafker it away? Maybe you're stuck. Maybe it remains yours whether you like it or not. You can sell it to someone else. You can give it to matana. How do you know there exists? How do you know from Chumash that there exists an institution of hefker? So the Yerushalmi comments on that Mishnah and Peyer. It says in Parshas Mishpatim, "Hashviyas tishmintana unetashta ba'achlo avyoni amecho." The Goymer till the end of the post. So what does it mean tishmintana unetashta white twice? So tishmintana means all the pears that grow in Shnas Hashmita are hefker. You have to open up the gates of your field and let everybody grab the pears. It doesn't mean that, let's say they've already grabbed all the pears, then they want to have a picnic. They want to have a picnic in my backyard. The backyard is not hefka, just the pears are hefka. The people have a right to walk through the backyard in order to get the pears. After they've already taken all the pears, they have a right to chase them out. The backyard, the farm is mine, and Shemitah also the farm is mine. Everyone has a right to come in order to get the pears. So the pasuk, if it would have said once, Ashvi's tishmentenu v'yochla v'yoni amecha, would say that the pears shvi's are hefka. Why does it say twice tishmentenu and atashto? So Tosfos quotes the Yerushalmi, Tosfos Bava Kamma and Daf Samach Vav, quotes the Yerushalmi that pasuk is the source of the institution, the Yeshnach Tisha Acherishi Kazu, Aviyoyim is a hefker. There's another case where you have not only Paris that grow during Shnas HaShmita a hefker, if you want, you can be mafka any year you want, you can be mafka anything you want. Shnas HaShmita, it's a machloikas, the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. What does it mean that the Paris are hefker? The Beis Yosef claims that it's a mitzvah on the Baal HaSoda to be mafke the Paris. And Kozman is not mafke it, it doesn't become hefker automatically. And the Mabit was of the impression, the Mabit was of the understanding that it's Afkaita de Malka, that the Torah declares the Paris Shemitah as hefker, automatically hefker. He doesn't have to be mafke them. However you understand, but the Yerushalmi learns, according to the Beis Yosef, it sounds better. Tishpentenu and Natashta, you can be mafka Shnas HaShmita, you can be mafka anything else, whatever you want. You can be mafka an automobile, karka, metalpun, can mafka anything you want. Not only is there an obligation to be mafka the peris that grow Shnas HaShmita, the peris that have Kedusha's peris is a mitzvah to be mafka, there's a reshus to be mafka whatever you want, whenever you want, any year of the Shmita cycle. So Bishilol are of the understanding that just like Shnas HaShmita, you mafka lakol, la niyim, velashirim, It says in the pasuk, "Be'achol aviyan emech v'yisn techol chayis asari." Mafkir to everybody, to the general public. So too, hefker that's derived from the kefal lashon tishmentenu and atashta is only if you're mafkir lakol. If you're only mafkir lashirim v'loy laniim, or mafkir only laniim v'loy lashirim. So we pass like Bisilil that the hefker is not chal. So Tosis Tain is against Rashi. What did Rashi say? That leket shikra peyo, all the matnas aniim, maiseoni, everything is potter mitrumas and maises because it's hefker. What do you mean hefker? Only aniim can take it. Ashirim can't take it. What is hefker laniim? So Tosis says there is no such thing as hefker laniim. That's the machlekes bisham and Bisilil. We pass like Bisilil. If you're mafker laniim v'lo lashim, so the whole hefker is not chal. It doesn't exist hefker laniim. The Tosis is masig on Rashi. Tosis says no. There's a drasha in the Sifrei that learns out from the pasuk. The pasuk says, that you have to be mafresh trumas and maisus and give the truma to the kohen and the maisurishin to the levi. Why? The whole obligation, the whole yisoid achiyev to give trumas and maisus away to the kohen and to levim is because in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they divided Eretz Yisrael to the Shvatim, so Yud Bei Shvatim got and Shevet Levi got nothing. They got Memches or Harvim. But there wasn't too much there, the Memches, the cities. And then they got around the city, the first Elepham, you can plant trees, but you can't plant any vegetables. Roim you can't plant. That's the Dina Enoisim Migrash Soda. The first Elepham of Sofi is a Dina Migrash. Then the next Elepham is Soda. Okay, so they got Elepham around 48 cities. That was Bapkis. That wasn't enough to live on. So the Torah says, "Rachman is on the Kohanim and Levim. Ein lechelik v'nach limach." They're not going to be able to make a living. So that's why there's an obligation to give Chumas and Maisis to the Kohanim to Levim, because they didn't get a share in Eretz Yisrael. So we all have to support them, and they're doing the Avodas Beis Hamikdash, the Makor of the Karbanim. So they're supposed to be sitting and learning. Shevet Levi is supposed to be sitting and learning, paskening all the shaylos. Okay. So Tosis quotes a Sifrei, Darshans from that pasuk. If the Levi or the Kohen happens to be a poor man, so he may take Leket Shikrapeya and Maisa Oni. So since they have an equal share together with the rest of Klal Yisrael and the Matan Sanim, so you're not Mukhiyab to be Mafresh Trumas and Maisus and Matan Sanim. That's what Tosis says. It's like a strange Rashi. What does Rashi mean? That the Peiris that grow, that the Leket Shikrapeya are Hefker. Hefker lo anim, that's what Rashi talk means. So Tosis taina against Rashi, how can it, there is no such thing as hefker lo anim, only we pass like Bisilo. Achi hefker eno lo anim v'lashirim kishmito. So that is not such a strong kasha. That's what Rabbi Chana Vassman writes. That's not such a strong kasha. That's if you want to be mafkeret on your own. But here the Torah says you have to be mafresh leket, you have to be mafresh peyah. And you have to, whatever's leket in shikha, so the Torah declares that it becomes hefker lanim. So that's not such a kash. There are exceptions to the rule where you can have hefker lanim. You don't have hefker lanim if you on your own, you want to declare something as hefker lanim, lo lashim. So then we follow Basil's opinion that the hefker is, you have no right to make such a hefker. But when the Torah says that that's what leket shikha pei maiserani roll about, so you could say that that is hefker lanim. That's how Rabbi Chana suggests Pshat and Rashi. Or one could perhaps learn a little differently. That's how Rav Soloveitchik taught Rashi. He thought that Rashi didn't mean to say that it's hefker. Rashi meant to say a mushel, just like hefker is part of Shumas and Maisus. Why? Because the owner of the hefker is hefker doesn't belong to anybody. So the owner of the hefker is not a bar chiyuva, is not a Jewish person, is mechuyev in hafrashas Shumas and Maisus. So to over here, the leket shikra pei and the maaser adi belong to the shevet aniyim. So the bailim, namely shevet alim, is not a human being. It's not a person who's mechuyev in mitzvah satoira. So since the owner is the shevet aniyim, that's questionable whether such a concept exists. Is that really true? That the owner of the maaser adi and the owner of the leket shikra pei shevet aniyim, that's the machlokes the tzoyis and other achrayim. Is there such a concept as Shevet Anim? So if one should assume that, yeah, maybe that's what Rashi meant to say. It's a dugma, it's a moshel, just like Hefker is potter from Trumas and Maisus, because the Bailim is a lav bar hochi of Hafrosh's Trumas and Maisus, so too the Bailim of Matan Sanim, Shevet Anim is not a human being, he's not Jewish, he's not a non-Jew, he's not a person. So therefore you can't say that he's it's Mechuyiv in Trumas and Maisus. So that's one of the sources where the Acharonim have this discussion. in connection with this Rashi and Tosis Mavakamat Avchav Chesamanal, to have this discussion: is there such a concept of Shevet Anim? We assume there is a concept of Shevet Kuhuna and Shevet Leviya. Is there a concept of Shevet Anim? Or do you say no? Kilo Yechta Levim Kavur. The Torah says sociologically there will always be Anim, but it's not that. It's not the Rotzen HaAbayre. Not that the Rebbeinu Shlom fixed it into nature that that's what he always wants to have. He would prefer there shouldn't be any Anim. Maybe the Halacha doesn't recognize such a concept as a Shevet Anim.
That the only way the Rebbeinu will say that the
Rebbeinu
Shalom wanted there to be
Aliyim
is if
you
also made a
Shevet
for them?
Not Hobah HaTalyim. It doesn't have to be Hobah HaTalyim. We know that there is such a thing as a Chalashem Bailim. You can have a Bailim, not only I own my jacket, it belongs to me. And you have Shut for my own business, so it belongs to them. Not only can you have ownership, private ownership, you can have a Chalashem ownership, Hegdish, let's say. You say Hegdish on something, a Tzedakah on something. What do you mean? It means the Rebbeinu Shel Olam owns it. No, it doesn't mean. Hegdish means that the institution of Hegdish owns it. And Tzedakah, it doesn't mean that these particular Anim. No. It doesn't mean the Gizbar owns it. It means that the Chalashem, it's a corporation. The Halacha does recognize such a thing. That's a question whether the Halacha recognizes corporations when people make their own corporation. That's not a corporation that was instituted by the Halacha. So that's a question whether the Halacha recognizes that. That was a big machlokes in Europe, and it's still an ongoing debate. How do we deal with corporations? But there are some corporations that the Halacha does recognize, namely Beis Hamikdash, Hegdash, and Tzedakah. So maybe Shevet Aniyim is also Shevet Kahuna, Shevet Leviyah. It's a Chalashem Bailim. It's not a person. It's not a collection of people. It's a Chalashem Bailim. It's a corporation. So here also, that's the question, whether the Halacha does on occasion recognize a Chaloshem Bailim, even though there's no actual person. But does the Halacha recognize this Chaloshem Bailim of Shevet Anim? That's the Shaila. That's the Machloek. So the way we were learning the Gemara, that the topic that's under discussion is, can you apply the rule of Zochen Liyodim Shalai Befanov only if the Balamomen, only if there is a Balamomen and the Balamomen appoints you as a Shliach, or even if there's no Balamomen, or even let's say there is a Balamomen but the Balamomen didn't appoint you as the Shliach. So that's why we were learning the Gemara based on the Nesivus. So then you have to just add on that that the Leket Shikha Peyo, either you have to say does not belong to the Balasada, it belongs to the Shevet Anim, or in Afila Naniach that it does belong to the Balasoda, but he doesn't have any Tovus Anos, so he's not a Balabos to appoint you can't say he's Shluchos Shel Balamomen. You can't say that the Balasoda has the right to authorize someone to act as the Shliach to be Tovus for the, he has no Tovus Anos, he has no right at all, he has no right to Balabatava over the Leket Shikha Pei. So if you want to learn the whole Gemara like that, like we were learning yesterday, you have to add that onto this Gemara. That the same issue is involved over here. There's no Shluchos Shel Balamon. So that's what Rav Chisda says. I think that this topic, Katovis Vachomot Shachav Lacherim, is a Machlokes Hatanoim. Comes Rav Pop and he says, not necessarily so. Dilma Lohi, on the top line on Yud Beis Amin Aleph, he thinks that it's not necessarily so. He's picking on a side point. Maybe at kan lo kamer rab lezer hasa mele de migdi boy mafkelo le nichse bahavion ve khazale migdi zokh le nafshi zokh na mele khavre aval ha khaloy hatayfis le bal khay be mokem shakh he's talking about tayfis ba khay be mokem shakh khav la khayrim hatayfis le bal khay be mokem shakh khav la khayrim is like on a so the way we were learning the whole Gemara, it's not so much an issue of chav lacherim. It's not really an issue of chav lacherim. You're not shluchos shel balamomen. The simple reading of the Gemara is not so. The simple reading of the Gemara is because it's a problem of chav lacherim. That's the issue. Chav lacherim is the issue. What's the issue of chav lacherim? Why is that? That's an added issue. See, the way we learned the Gemara, even at Tofes Bal Chayiv, there's only one Bal Chayiv. Not that there's more than one Malva who lent money to the Leiva, and by my grabbing on behalf of one Malva, the other Malvim are going to be losing out. No, even if there's only one Malva, and the Good Samaritan runs it in order to grab on behalf of the one Malva to save the assets of the loy. The loy is gambling away all of his money. He's drinking away all of his money. He's wasting everything. There isn't going to be any money left at the end of the day to pay the malva. So even if it's not chav lachem, that's not called chav lachem to the loy. But what? He's wasting all the money. And there is no, there are no other malvim. So it should also be an issue. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuva Sarif, that it's only takana de rabbanim. Mikra din zochin doesn't apply by Teifetz Labachayv, period. Not so much because of Chav Lachim. But in the Gemara is being medayik about that. No, the reason that why it's no good is because it's Chav Lachim. Chav Lachim. It's a new svar. Chav Lachim is a new... What exactly is the svar of Chav Lachim is no good? Why is that no good? Why does it make it a bigger problem? Chav Lachim. So that's what we mentioned yesterday. The Sois and Sima Kufay quotes the Pnei Yeshua from Ksubis, giving an explanation, and he doesn't agree with the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua says, we have a rule in the Gemara, Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira. What's an example of Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aveira? So the example in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Amud Beis, was a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha. So if the Kohen goes over to the Grusha and he gives her a ring, says, Harei Mekudeshesli, so we assume Kiddushin Tovsim Mechayvi Laban. If a man goes and marries an Eishes Ish, man marries his mother, man marries his sister, so then the Gemara learns that from Psukim, that ain't Kiddushin Tovsim. But if he marries a Chayvi Laban, then is that Kiddushin not Tovsim. He has to give her a get, he's not allowed to live with her, but the Kiddushin not Tovsim. So the Gemara says, in Bob Mitzir Daf Yonim and Beis, that's only if the Kohen gives the ring to the Grusha in person. The Kohen appoints a shliach to give the ring to the Grusha on his behalf, then we apply the rule of Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver. So what is the takmin Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver? So that's what we had, this two opinions in the Tosis there, in Bava Metzia Daf Yonim and Beis, and that was the machlokes between the Nadi Behuda with Rabbi Tzela Hamburger, which of the two opinions is the Iker. Well, it means Mikir Adin, the whole shlichus is not chal, the whole shlich L'Kiddushin is not chal, so the woman is not Mekudesha, so no. The Kohen is now married to the Grusha, but he doesn't get back the Avera. The Avera of a Kohen marrying a Grusha does not relate back to the Kohen. The Kedushin is Chal, but the Avera doesn't go back. So that's a machlok. So the Pnei Yeshua is the Tzais points out the two opinions in Tosfos. He says, Pnei Yeshua is working with the assumption of the Nadi Yehuda. He's working with the assumption of that one opinion in Tosfos, that Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver means that the whole Shlichus is not Chal at all. So he says that since the Teufis Lebalchoy B'makam Shachav L'Acherim, this good Samaritan sticks in his nose over here. The Loiva doesn't owe him money. This outsider, the stranger sees, the Loiva owes money to five different Malvin, and he just sold all of his assets, and he has all the money in his pocket. He goes to the bar, and he starts drinking, and he's giving away the money, and he's wasting all the money. And at the end of the day, there isn't going to be any money left. So the good Samaritan walks in, and he starts grabbing the money for one of the Malvin. How did he get involved to decide to grab for one malvin? He should grab all of the money to hold it on behalf of all of the five malvin. The lashon that the Pnei Yeshua uses is he's misaber al riv loy loy. That's the lashon apostic in Mishlei. He's misaber al riv loy loy. He's getting involved in a situation which he's not really the balabos. Why did he decide to favor one of the malvin over the other four, the five malvin, however many malvin there are? So since that's an avera, so therefore we say ein shaliach l'dvar avera. There are a lot of assumptions here. So the assumption being that just like ein shaliach l'dvar avera, so zchiyah mitam shlichus. So if you do an act of zochin where there's an avera involved, you also say ein shaliach l'dvar avera. Zochin is a branch of shlichus. So just like the rule is ein shaliach l'dvar avera, ein zchiyah l'dvar avera. But the major assumption, the highly questionable assumption that the Yeshua is making there in Ksubis, and Daf Pei Dalet, that's on the Daf that Tosfos quoted from, where there was a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if you appoint a shliach to be Tosfos b'makom shachav l'acherim. So Rashi writes in Bava Metzia, if you make a shliach, it is good, and Tosfos says against the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Pei Dalet. We spoke about it yesterday. So that's where the Pnei Yeshua says that he wants to explain Tosfos, why can't you appoint a shliach? Because ain't shliach l'dvar aver. And he thinks that that's the whole idea why Chav Lachrini Zechiyah doesn't work, because Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver. So the Ksos points out there's a major assumption over here of the Pnei Yeshua if the Malva himself would come to grab, there are five Malvim. If the Malva one of the five Malvim comes and he grabs himself, he's not Misabra Riv Lo Lo. He's not doing any Avera. If a stranger comes and he decides rather than to grab for all five, he's going to grab a lot of money on behalf of all of the five Malvim. He's only going to grab money on behalf of his favorite Malva. He likes one of them as a good friend. He's going to grab for one of them. So he's doing an Avera, but it's not really an Avera for the Malva, for the Mishaleach. There was no Mishaleach. For the one on whose behalf he's doing the act of Shlichus, if the Malva would have come in person to grab it, it wouldn't be an Avera. It's only Avera because I'm an outsider. I'm Misaber al Riv Leila. I'm mixing in, I'm Mishing Arayin, where I have no right to take a stand over here. So that's a Chiddush. The Bnei Yeshua says that even in such a case where there's no Avera la Mishaleach, it's only Avera to the Shaliach. You also say Ein Shaliach L'dvar Aver. So the Tais thinks that he has a right from a Taisus that it's wrong. He thinks in Svar it's not correct. He thinks that you only apply Ein Shaliach L'dvar Aver. See, the Bnei Yeshua is also assuming like the Nodi Behuda. They're all assuming the same against Rabbi Tzala Hamburg. Ein Shaliach L'dvar Aver, nothing is Chal. The whole thing is not Chal. He could have said the Schi is Chal, and the Aver doesn't go back to the other person. No, the other person doesn't get any Aver Bechlal. If the Malva would have come to grab, he doesn't get an Aver. It's only Aver Mitzad, the Shaliach. So what is the Pnei Yeshua applying over here, Ein Shaliach L'Aver? No, because he's assuming like that, Nari Behud is assuming like that one opinion in Tyson. Whenever you apply Ein Shaliach L'Aver, the whole Shlichus is not Chal. So that's why the whole act of Zochin doesn't take effect. So that, the Ktzoi says, okay, that's 2 days in Tyson. He'll go along with that already. That part of the Pnei Yeshua he can understand. But he says the other part of Pnei Yeshua, he can't swallow that. Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avera, he thinks only applies when it's an Avera for the Mishaleach. But if Bechlal is not an Avera for the Mishaleach, it's only an Avera for the Shaliach, he doesn't think you should apply the rule of Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avera.
What is
the
evidence
of the Avera? What's the evidence? Misaber Al Riv Loi. He's getting involved. He's taking a stand to grab the Nechasim of the Loive. The Loive has all of his assets in his hand in his pocket. And he starts drinking away all the money. He's aggravated. So he starts drinking, buying, wasting money, giving away gifts. And this stranger sees, at the end of the day, there isn't going to be any money left to pay off all the Bali Chayvis. He's just going to go into bankruptcy. So he comes and he grabs. So grab on behalf of all of the five Malvim equally? No. He grabs on behalf of his favorite friend, one of the five Malvim. So why did he take a stand to favor one of the Malvim over the others? So the Bnei Yeshua considers that an aver. He's Misaber al Riv Loi Loi.
What's the aver? No, the other guys didn't lose anything. He let him drink them and got nothing anyway.
Maybe it's not even an aver mitzad d'shaliach.
Yeah,
who says it's Misaber al Riv Loi Loi? Yeah. Misaber al Riv Loi Loi. The Gemara gives examples of when a person, that's when really a person is mixing in into someone else. Why is he mixing in over here? They're all the five Malvim are going to lose. So I happen to be friendly with one of them. So I go and I grab on behalf of the one. Why is that called an aver? The whole thing is questionable. That's what the Pnei Yeshua is making all these assumptions. That first of all, assumption number one, that it's an Avera. Assumption number two, that Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avera even applies in a case of Zochin, because he is also a form of a Shlichus. And assumption number three is like that opinion in Tesis that the Nari Behuda chose to adopt. That Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver means the whole Shlichus is batal mevutal, not just the Aver doesn't go back. The Aver doesn't go back, so the Mishalech isn't doing an Aver anyway. If the Mishalech would be here, he would be Hat the Gomer. So he's assuming, number three, that the whole Shlichus is not Chal.
How do you imagine that, Chil, the other Svar and Taisus, that the Aver is to have a wife that's a Grusha? He has a wife that's a Grusha. It's not the Maisa Kedushin that's an Aver. So how does he not have the Aver? If he has the wife, then he has the Avera. If it's Chal, then he has the Avera. So magic, you became my wife, and it's also for her to become my wife. But since I did it from a Shliach, there's no Avera.
No, you get Malkus if you're Mekadosh Grusha.
It was Mekadosh, otherwise how is she his wife?
It's Chal.
Can you say
the Avera doesn't relate back?
The same way it says Amana Laika.
So how does she become his wife if the Maisa doesn't relate there? How do you split That the
mice
is mice of him, but how does that work?
The mice kiddushin, you say yesh lichas, and with respect to the aver part, you say there's no shlichas, so the aver doesn't relate back. Yeah.
Don't you see from Amana Layikach that the isser is to do a mice mekicha?
Yeah.
it's not just the ishus that I'm creating, that's created later on. It's the maisa.
There is an avera to be mekadosh agrusha. There's an avera to be mekadosh agrusha. That's the Gemara in Tmura that Tosis quotes. The Tosis Yud Beis Amar Alef Dimar Mascha El Dichsiv. The Tosis gets you involved in the sugya in Tmura. We'll have to discuss it a little later. There is a machlekes there, Abai V'Rava. There are two girsas there, who holds which way. So the Gemara has a machlekes, a general machlekes. Kol milsa dar machmana le'savid, iovid mahani, iovid le'mahani. Whenever the Torah prohibits a certain activity, and a person goes, the Torah says, you're not allowed to do such a thing. A person doesn't listen, he goes ahead and he does it. So do you say, since you had no right to do it, so you cannot bring about a halos? You're not a bailam to do such a thing. So you're not a bailam to create a halos. So do you say, no, you have to, in other words, yavid lamani, how can it bring about a halos? So do you say, no, you have to say, yavid mahani. It must be that it brings about a halos, because otherwise, am I lucky? Otherwise, why does he get malchus? What did he do? If it didn't bring about any halos, why in the world should he get malchus? So that's a machlekes Abai V'Rava. So it comes out, there are so many exceptions to the rule, there's hardly any room for any machlekes. The Gemara says there may not be any nafgamina ledina at all. So in the middle of that whole discussion, so the Gemara brings up two cases. One case is, if you're mekadosh chayvi lavin, so we assume a kohen is mekadosh a grusha, or a yisrael is mekadosh a mamzeres, so we say the kiddushin atofsin, but he has to give a get, he's not allowed to live with her. So that's on the one hand. That's how we pass. Rabbi Kiva holds Kaddish Chayvi Lavin is ain't Kiddushin Tovsin, but Rabbi Kiva will agree that there is at least one case where you Mekaddish and Nisha HaAsura and the Kiddushin is Chav, because you have the Pasuk, Kisiyan Li Yishtein Hashim Achas HaHuvav Achas Nuvav Yoldo Labonim. It says in the Pasuk Vaya Ben Apchor Lasniyo. So the Torah says you have no right to take away the Pishnaim. You shouldn't think that the Pchor, since he was born to the Snua, should not be entitled to the Pishnaim. So the Gemara asks, why in the world should I think that the Pchor is not entitled to Pishnaim because I don't love his mother? What's the Havamina? Just because I love this wife and I don't love the other wife. So the Gemara says, no, Snua ben Yisrael. Not stam that I don't love her, that I hate her. It's a prohibited marriage. I'm married to two wives. Achas Ahuva la'makam, achas Snua la'makam. One marriage was Beheta, one marriage was Biyasa. So you see from that Pasuk that there is, and it says, Kisiyena liish. Kisiyena means Havai. Havai means Tfisis Kiddushin. So you see from the Pasuk Beferish that there is a possibility of Kiddushin Tovsin by Nisha Hu Asura. Which Isha is it Asura? So we Paskin based on Sukim, all Chavi Krisis and Kiddushin, not all. Anido is Chavi Krisis Kiddushin, not Tovsin, based on a Pasuk. But most of the Chavi Krisis is Zen Kiddushin Tovsin, Mekadosh and Eish Ish, Mekadosh Achosa, Bita, Imo, Chamoso. Whenever this chorus, we Paskin and Kiddushin Tovsin. And this Pasuk that says Kisiyena Liish, Ah, hasnua, that is Tvisis Kiddushin by Anisha hasnua lamokim, goes on Chayvi Lavin. Rabbi Kiva says, no, ain't Kiddushin Tovsin by Chayvi Lavin. He says, a man is Mekadosh Mamzeres, she's a Pnuya. A coin is Mekadosh Grusha, she's a Pnuya. The Kiddushin is not Chal. But Rabbi Kiva has to admit that there is at least one case in the Chumash. It says, Kisiyena Liish, Shtein Hashem, Ah, hasnua. So the Gemara chisels it down. Look, there are four different versions of what Rabbi Kiva said, but according to all the versions, there has to be at least one case in the world where Kiddushin Atovsin Beisho Hasura Lova Bekoho. So the Gemara says, you see from these two psukim, on the one hand, you see from the Chavi Krisis that Milsa Damachman Alasavid Yavid Loimahani. The Torah prohibits us from marrying an Eshesish, and the reason why the Kiddushin are not Tovsin is because you have no right to be Mekadosh. You're not allowed to marry a sister, you're not allowed to marry your mother, you're not allowed to give Kes Kiddushin to your mother in law if you're so interested. You're not allowed to. And you're not allowed to marry your daughter. And if a person gave Kesi Kedushin, it's not Chal because of Yavid Loi Mahani. That's how the Gemara says. And on the other hand, you have a Pasuk that says Yavid Mahani. It says, Kisiyena Li Shtei Noshim. Havai means Tvisis Kedushin. Ha'achas Snua. She's Snua B'Nisuea. So you have in one, you have in the Psukim in Chumash, you have a case where Yavid Mahani, a Milsa Damachman Olai Sabid, Yavid Mahani. And then you have Milsa Damachman Olai Sabid, Yavid Loi Mahani. So that's the machlokes Abai V'Rava, which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Everybody agrees that there are loads and loads of exceptions to the rule. There are a lot of cases where everybody agrees Yavid Mahani, and lots of cases where everybody agrees Yavid Lamahani. So that's the question over here by the Chavi Krisis and the Chavi Lavin. The way we pass on Lalo, Chavi Krisis, Ein Kiddushin Tovsin, Chavi Lavin, Kiddushin Tovsin, they say the Chavi Krisis is the rule, that the rule is Yavid Loi Mahani, And the Chayvei Lavin is the exception to the rule that he Yavim Mehani. Or should you say the reverse, that the Chayvei Lavin is basically the rule? Nilsa Darmachmana Lesavir Yavid Mehani. Whenever you do something that the Torah prohibits you from doing, you have to say it does bring about a halos. If you're going to say it doesn't bring about a halos, so what's the aver? What did he do? He just went through a pantomime. He gave a ring. It's no the kedushan anatchal. So what's the aver? So it must be if you get malchus, or even if it's a lav sheim or malchus, if you consider it an aver, it must be that it's a yavid man. It must be that it is chal. And the chavi krisis is the exception to the rule. So that's the way the Gemara presents it. Everybody agrees that there are many cases that are exceptions to the rule, that where there's no machlekes. Many cases the Yavid Mahani, many cases the Yavid Mahani, the only machlekes is what's the rule and what's the exception to the rule. So there you see from that whole sugya that the reason why, that you see from the sugya that the halacha ein kiddushin tovsin b'chaybi krisis is based on the concept of the Yavid Loi Mahani. And the concept of Kiddushin Tovsin Mechayvi Lavin is based on the concept of Nilsa Damachman al Savid Yovid. It is Mahani. It is Mahani. Means, it's not that you say that just like a man, you're going to have a same sex marriage. So, A Kiddushin Tovsin, because you have to have a man and a woman. They have to both be Jewish. A Jewish man is going to marry a non Jewish woman, and a non Jewish man is going to marry Mekadosh a Jewish woman. Is Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. This simply is not Tvis Kiddushin. Ein Kiddushin Tovsin b'chaybi krisis is not because it's like a shtender. You can't be Mekadosh a Gemara. You have to marry a Jewish girl. A Jewish man has to marry a Jewish girl, and otherwise Ein Kiddushin Tovsin. It's not that Arayis is just not Nitvasin. No, it is Nitvasin Kiddushin. The whole reason why Ein Kiddushin Tovsin b'Arayis is because the Gemara says is because Yovid Lo Mahani. Either that is the rule or that's the exception to the rule. But that's clear in the Gemara. The reason why it's Ein Kiddushin Tovsin because you had no right. It was an avera to be Mekadosh in the first place. And in this case, everybody agrees. The Pasuk tells us everybody agrees. Either it's the rule or the exception to the rule that you say Yovid Lo Mahani by the Chayvei Lavin. Also, it's an avera to be Mekadosh the Chayvei Lavin. And here the Pasuk teaches us a Yovid is Mahani. A Yovid Mahani, that if you would say the Kiddushin are not Chal, then there wouldn't be any Aver. Then there's no reason to say there's an Aver. So here, that's what Tosfos says, we split it. We say that, let's say a man, you can't have such a case. The Gemara has a case, let's say a man marries a girl, and then she becomes a Nida after they got married. So we paskin, even if you mekadosh and nida the kedushin atopsin, also the Gemara learns that from even though nida is an isakares, we learn that from the pasuk he nidosa olav afidu bishas nidosa tehei bo havaya. So he is miloshin kisiyen aliish, that even when the woman is a nida during the period of time she didn't go to the mikveh yet, kedushin atopsin. But before the Gemara came to that realization, what would the din have been if you would have said the nida is a chavikrisis and then kedushin atopsin? So what if I marry a girl who did go to mikveh and then she becomes a nida? So you're going to say that the kedushin vanish into thin air? Middle of tapsi, paki, since kedushin are not topsin. So therefore, if I married a girl who's tahara and then she becomes a nida, so you're going to say, so when she goes to the mikveh, after the mikadosh are all over again? Because the kedushin are paka. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. And Yevamos on daf mem tes. So Rashi understands that Ein Kiddushin Tovsin b'Arayis because he can't have issues with an erva. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. It's not that an erva is like a shtender, an erva is like a Jew and a non-Jew, that there's no issues. It's like a same-sex marriage, that there's no issues. No. An erva, they're both Jewish, and one is a man, one is a woman. The reason why erva is Ein Kiddushin Tovsin is because of Yavid L'Mahani. Either that's the rule or that's the exception to the rule, but it's based on the concept of Yavid L'Mahani. So that depends on the Shas HaKiddushin. So Tosfos argues with Rashi to say, if I married a girl after she went to the mikveh, I married a girl who was a tahara, and then later on she becomes a nida, tachas baila, you can't say middle or tapsi paki. Since kiddushin anatopsin benida, if the din would have been like that, the maskana say kiddushin anatopsin. But you cannot say, even if one would have thought that kiddushin topsin benida, you cannot say if I was mekadosh a girl who's tahara and then she becomes a nida, so the issues disappears. No, there's no halacha that there's no issues on an erev. The halacha is that yavid loy mahani. You have no right to be mekadosh an erev. You did wrong by being mekadosh the erev. The Torah didn't give you permission. The Torah didn't authorize you to be mekadosh an erev. So if you did it at the time, it depends on the Shas HaKiddushin. If you're Mekadosh and Erva, so the Kiddushin are not Tafsim because of the Yavlam HaHat. But if at the time I was Mekadosh and she was not an Erva, then she became a Nida later on, you cannot say Middle Tafsi, therefore Paki. It's not so. So that, the Avera is that you have no right to express such a Das. It's not the Avera that I'm married to a woman who's Asura. I have no right to express Das Kiddushin. On this woman, I'm not allowed to be mekadosh. A kohen is not allowed to be mekadosh a grusha, and Yisrael is not allowed to be mekadosh a mamzeres, and no one is allowed to be mekadosh a chavi krisis. It's a nisa to be mekadosh these people. So here you say Tosis splits it. Tosis says the shlichus is chal 2 days in Tosis. So one day the shlichus is chal with respect to the issues, the kedushin is chal, but the avera doesn't go back. The avera not to be mekadosh. And that doesn't go back to the Mishaleach. So this is the fantastic pshat of the Pnei Yeshua. That's what the Ktzos quotes, based on a lot of assumptions, that just like Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver is so to Schiim Itam Shlichus, so you would apply the rule Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver there as well. Number two, that this constitutes an Avera, that Misabra Al Riv Leiloi, that this is considered an Avera. What's exactly, that's what you're asking. Why is it Misabar Riv Lalov? Why is he favoring what? If he doesn't intervene, no one's going to have anything. The Loeb is going to spend all the money, he's going to drink away all of his money, there won't be any assets to anybody. So I wasn't really Mafsid, the other Malvin. I salvaged part of the assets for my favorite Malvin. For one of the Malvin is my friend. And if the Malvin himself would have come, it wouldn't have been another there. It's only because I'm an outsider. So there also you say, Ein shaliach l'dvar avera. You have no right to step in if you're doing wrong. Not only do they say Ein shaliach l'dvar avera if it's an avera from the mishaleach, it's not an avera from the mishaleach. It's an avera on my part. I had no right to intervene, so therefore I cannot serve as a shliach. And then he further assumes Ein shaliach l'dvar avera, nothing is chal. Not only the avera doesn't go back, nothing is chal. So the whole shchi is not chal. So that's what the last point is what the Ktzos is not happy about. The Ktzos thinks that he has a right from this Tosfos. We'll have to see the Tosfos. Ela d'chsiv. He thinks he has a right from the Tosfos. That's the Ktzos in Sim Kufay. He thinks he has a right from the Tosfos against the Pnei Yeshua. That if it's only an Aver for the Shaliach, it's not an Aver for the Mishaleach. He thinks that you can't apply the rule of Ein Shaliach with Vayver. So what's the reason why Chav Lachrini Tavis Lachav Mokshin Shechav Lacherim Blaikona? The Gemara seems to say Chav Lacherim is a new consideration. Not only the angle that we would discuss because it's a lack of Shlucho Shel Bal HaMonim. Even if for some reason or another that doesn't pose a problem, there's an additional problem, Chav Lacherim. So what's that additional problem, Chav Lacherim? So whereas the Pnei Yeshua thinks that additional problem is Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Avera, so the Ktzai says that's not correct. But he never explains what is the problem. So the Pashtus is, Pashta says that you only have a right to apply Zachn Liyanim Shalei Befanov if I'm doing something L'Toyva somebody. But if it's L'Toyva one person and L'Choy Vosa Shal somebody else, so who says, the Halacha says Zachn L'Ploini? The Halacha says Zachn Liyanim Shalei Befanov. You have a right to do an act of Shchiyah for people, but if the action that I'm doing is a Shchiyah for one and a Choyva for another one, so that's by definition, that's not called the Shchia. Here, I'm taking a stand. The Shchia is only on behalf of Reuven, not on behalf of the other four Malvin. There were five people lent money to the Loido. So I'm grabbing the money for one of the five, and the other four are going to lose out. So that's, I had no right to do that. So we considered, so I grabbed the money for all five. I had a mind only for one of the five, and that's a little bit not fair. Can't say I did an aver, but that's a little bit not fair. So since that part is not fair, so that part you don't say zachen liyadam shlei b'fonim. You only say zachen if it's only going to be a schus for everyone involved. There's not going to be a chayv for anybody. But if someone's going to be losing out, so why do you have the right to say zachen liyadam shlei b'fonim for Reuven? What about for Shimon? So since for Shimon it's a chayv, so you don't say zachen in such a case. That's what apparently the Ktzos holds like that. It's not based on Ein Shaliach L'Dvar Aver. It's just because, by definition, simply, it's not called an act of Shchiyah.
Wouldn't it be that if he catches also for the five Balei Loivin or however, I mean, we have also it's mitzvah aliv loy loy because not negiah to him. That's what the pasuk means. He does something which is not negiah to him. So it doesn't matter if it's one person or five. The issue is not related to him what he does. What he did just now, when he caught the moment for other loyvim.
You should always try lahatzol oshuk miyad oshko. So the loyve borrowed money from the five malvim. And then he sees the loyve is just gambling away the money. He's just drinking it away. So that's not fair. So you should really grab, it's hashavas aveda. That's what they quote the Tshuva Sarif. It's really hashavas aveda to grab the assets of the loyve to prevent the loyve from wasting all of his money. But to take a stand to grab it for one malva as opposed to the other, so the Pnei Yeshua thinks that that's an aver. Mesaber ariv loyloy. And the Ktzai says, even if you don't say an aver, don't call it an aver. Still, it's not. You can't apply zachin if it's going to be lechay vasa of someone else. If he could have grabbed all of the assets of the leiva on behalf of everybody, and is grabbing dafka on behalf of one of the five malvim, so that's not called. You have no right to employ the principle of zachin the other leiva. Why do you decide to favor one adam over the others? So that part of the zachin won't be chal. It'll be considered as chiyah on behalf of all of the five malvim.
Yeah, it's also understanding exactly what we're talking about that when we say if it's lechav, it's not just lechav of the person you're being zochah for, paying for the staff or anybody.
Right.
You could have understood exactly what we're talking about of not the lechav for him, is only if it's lechav for the person you're being zochah for. I mean, the Malv himself, he's very happy that he was zochah for him. The other four guys are upset, but I don't have any relationship with them, so.
Right. Right, so he's understanding that you have no right to employ the principle of Zoch Liodim Shloi Bifonov if it's going to turn out to be a chayva for somebody, for anybody in the world. So that's not called Zochin. The Halacha doesn't favor one person over the other in the area of Zochin. So when the good Samaritan comes in and he wants to grab the Nechasim of the Loiva, Lahatzel Oshik Me'aroshik, he wants to save the Malvim lent the money, just wasting all of the assets. So that's a good act. He should save the money for the Malvim, not that the Loiva should waste all the money. But to single out one malva over the others, that part is not fair. So that you don't apply zochin simply, not because ain't shliach of barber. It's not called a zochin. So that's what the Gemara proceeds to say. Rav Papa says there is room to distinguish over here. That just like Tesis explained by Magbia Matzila Havera, why is Kana Havera? The Gemara compares it to Tavis Bacha Makum Shachav Lachem. So the way the Nesivis explained it, it's not because it's Chav Lachem, it's because there's no Shluchu Shal Bala Mamen. It's a Dovah Shal Hefker. So by Magbiya Mitzila Chaver, we pass Kona Chaver. Why? Because there is no Bala Mamen. Whenever there's no Bala Mamen, you don't have to be Shluchu Shal Bala Mamen. But by the Teufis Lebal Chayiv, there is a Bala Mamen. The Loiva is the Bala Mamen. And the one who's grabbing the Teufis was not appointed by the Bala Mamen as a Shliach. So there you say, Mikra Din, he cannot serve as a shliach. And the fact that his teufis l'bal choy b'makom shaloi chav l'acher mizkana, that the Rif writes in the Tshuva, that's a takana de rabbanon. That's mitam hefke bez hefke, shouldn't work either. So that's what the Rif says. That's what the Rif says along the lines of this explanation with the Nesivis. But the Taisis doesn't say like that. The Rishonim don't say this explanation that the Nesivis gave, based on the Yerushalmi of Shluchu Shel Balmam. So the Rishonim say it differently, that Hamagbiyam Mitzia Lachaver Kana Chaver is not called Chav Lachrini because Migu Diboy Zochel Enamshi Zochel Enam Lachaver. Since he could have caused this hepsid to the rest of the people, he could have grabbed it for himself. So now that he's grabbing it for one person, Hamagbiyam Mitzia Lachaver, so Kana Chaver, that's not called Chav Lachrini. So that's what the Gemara suggests over here, Pshat and Rab Lezer. Migu Diboy Mafkel Enichsel Havaliyoni, if the Bala saw there would have been Mafkel all of his assets, he would be an Oni, and then he would have the right to grab for himself. So since he could have brought about this hepsid to the other people, to the other aniyim anyway, so that hepsid is not considered chav lachrin. Masheni came by the five balichayves, hatoyves balchav mokem shal chav lachem. That is a chav lachrin. So that's where Rav Tain is, that Rav Chizda's Mishnah that he quoted from Pei is not 100% accurate.
According to this story, he could have taken it for all five. Then he wouldn't have done an avla. So since Migi the Zaki for all five, but I'm Zaki for one. the exact same logic that you're saying, that just like Mikvah Zachar Nafshi, we would have taken him for all five, could have taken him for all five, we wouldn't be Chavach Mikvah.
Right.
So then he would have been able, so he has a Mikvah, he has that same, he could have taken this money.
No, but if he takes the money, then it has to be divided by all five equally. No,
but he didn't, just like Mikvah Zachar Nafshi, if he takes it for himself, it's his. But he didn't take it for himself, he took it for the other person. But the Mikvah gives him the Kaya. We're saying that
Migwa means that since, like Tosfos writes on the bottom of Amud Beis, since he could have brought about this hefsid anyway, that's not called chav lachmin.
Doesn't come from the zochin.
Right.
Could have come from something else.
Right. But over here, if he would have
been
zochin
that way.
Yeah. If he's zochin for all five, so they all five share equally, then there wouldn't be any chav. Then there wouldn't be any problem.
Why is it by definition not zochin if it's chav to someone else, but it's not by definition zochin if it's chav to that person himself? He said that if for someone, there's always mitzvah zochus and mitzvah chova, so we have to see which one outweighs the other. Mm-hmm. So we over here too, that this person's zochus is going to be greater than the chov for the other five people. Maybe this person was owed $300, the other people were owed $50, and then this zochus outweighs the other chova. Why wouldn't we say the same thing that we say by the individual person?
You should figure out whose chayv is greater than whose.
If Rabbi's saying that by definition it's not a zechus, it's not a zachin because it's a zechus for some people and a chol for other people,
yeah.
So to that one person himself, it's somewhat zechus for him and somewhat chol for him also. So it's not by definition not a zachin. Sounds like it has to be a zechus gomer in order to say zachin.
No, over here the odds are mamish losing money.
Mechanami, but it's just like in this one person, there's partial zechus and partial chovah.
Right.
So too, when you for one person,
so you have to look at the overall picture. So which outweighs which?
So too, we should do for when it's one person versus the three people losing. If this zechus is going to be greater than their chovah, we should say it's a zechus.
Okay, maybe you're right in such a case. Maybe you're right. We paskin that toifis lebachah makan shachav lachem loikona. So you want to say it should only be loikona if he owes all five malvim the same large amount of money. But if one of the malvim he owes $20,000 and the other ones he owes $50 each, so Ms. Dummy, you have to figure out percentages of how much did he grab, so what percentage of the shibud goes to the one to whom he owes $50, what percentage of the shibud goes to the one he owes $50,000. Okay. So to a certain extent, it will be kana, won't be called chav lachmin. Stam, only if he owes everybody equal amounts of money. He owes everybody $100,000. Now, by my grabbing for one of the malvim, the other's going to be out, and that's not fair. Well, let's say the others are not going to be out that much. He owes $10 to one, $10 to the other. He owes four people $10, and he owes the fifth one $100,000. So you have to figure out proportionately. I grabbed all the nechassim on behalf of the fifth one. So 98% of the nechassim will be nikna for the fifth one. And then 2% of the nechassim go to the other four balichai. Stam yira. Stam will only be a chayva with respect to that percentage that we declare that it's unfair. I would think that you are right. So Nachum, so what does Rav Papa disagree with Rav Chisda? He says, I don't think necessarily that's the machlokes of Lezer and the Chachamim in the Mishnah and Peya. There's room to distinguish in either direction. The first is Dilma Lohi Adkan Kamar Rav Lezer Hassam. Rav Lezer holds that it's not called Chav Lachrini there because of the Migu. Since he could have brought about that Hefsid without employing Zochen Liodam, so that's not called the violation of Zochen. That's not called Chav Lachrini. Because Miga de Boy Mapkin and Nichs Mahabaliyani, Miga de Boy Zochel and Napshe. So since he Ben Kovako, that's what I said this war. If Ben Kovako, he could have brought about that Hefsid, so then it's not called Chav Lachrin. Masheni came what? Masheni came by the Bali Chavis, it's clearly going to be a Chav Lachrin. Then Rapapa suggests in the opposite direction. Rakan the Kamber Rabban Hasmela. Maybe the only reason why the Rabbanan say in the Mishnah, Itnene Lo'oni Hanimtsa Rishon, why is that? What do they hold? That the Tovis Bachoy Mokm Shachav Lachem Laikonik? Mar says, no. Maybe the Olam they hold Tovis Bachoy, even Mokm Shachav Lachem is Kona. But here, there's a special pasuk that says, Lo Selaket La'oni, Lo Selaket Loi La'oni. It's a special law that the Bala Sode is not allowed to get involved. He's not allowed to be Malaket on behalf of the Oni. The simple reading of pasuk is, Lo Selaket Kame, Lo'oni, Malaget Tazavaisam. You shouldn't, if you have leket shikha pe, you shouldn't take it. Kama, la'oni v'lageh tazavaisim. The Gemara is reading adrosha, lo said laket la'oni. A new issue, the balabais is not allowed to take on behalf of the oni. So this is a special pasuk that you say, he ovid lo'i mahani. He ovid lo'i mahani. So that's what Taisa says, but that's the chamachloikis abai v'rova. Well, they say, yovid mahani, yovid lo mahani. So the Gemara is, this Rapope is suggesting pshat within the Chachamim. The reason why they say, itineni lo'oni hanim tzarishon, is because we have a pasuk lo se lakid lo'oni, and we slap down on this pasuk adin, a rule, the nusa dam rachmano lo savid, yovid lo mahani. So it's not even chal. Is that taka the rule? But that's a machlekes, but the yovid mahani, yovid lo mahani. What do you do if you hold the yovid? It is mahani. Cain, kana hani. Then you say the oni is kana. So they says no. Here the mashmos of the pasuk continues to emphasize the oni v'lagia tazavoyis mashma deloy kana. You have to leave it to all the anim. This pasuk, this is an exception to the rule. This for sure. Even if you hold in general iovid, even if you hold in general that what iovid nachamol. Even if you hold in general. The Ovid Mahani, but here for sure everyone agrees that the Ovid La Mahani. That's what the Gemara says there in Tamura, that there are many, you have 100 cases, so 50 of the cases everybody agrees either that's the rule or the exception to the rule that you say Ovid Mahani, and 50% of the cases everyone agrees that you say Ovid La Mahani. So either that's the rule or that's the rule. There are clearly psukim that there are exceptions to the rule on both sides. So that's what Taisus claims. This pasuk is clearly, this is beferish, that in this parsha we say nilsa dam achmanu le'sabri yovid loy mehani, that it's simply not chal l'chol ha'deis, it's not chal. Taisa wants to say maybe one opinion learns it out from here, maybe one is of the opinion yovid loy mehani learns it out from this pasuk. No, maybe. So that's what the Ktzos HaChoshen Taina is. How does Taisus know that the reason why the Balab Sodahu took the pay on behalf of Pliny Oni, so the according to the Chacham Yitenen Aloni Hanim Tzarishon, that the Pliny Oni is not Kaina. So how does Taisus know that the reason why is because Iyovid Loi Mahani, and that should really be totally in a machlekes abai v'rova. So Taisus goes out of the way to say, no, this everybody agrees, this is an exception to the rule. That's what it appears from the psukim. So the Ktzos says, maybe it's not chal because ain shaliach ledvar aver. Maybe it's because ain shaliach ledvar aver. So he says, the answer is that the Pnei Yeshua is wrong. That ain shaliach ledvar aver is only if it's an avera, if the mishalech himself would do it. But if the Yoni would come in person, he would grab the payas. That's what it says in the Chumash. The Yoni is entitled to come and grab the payas. The only thing is that the Balasod is not allowed to take on him here for the Yoni. Lo selakid loni as an ashora to the Balasod. Lo selakid loy loni. You're not allowed to pick it. So that's only the Shaliach is doing an aver. The Meshaliach, if he would come in person, he's not doing an aver. So Yitanis, you see from this Taisvis that ain shaliach ledvar aver only applies if it's an aver from the mishalech. If the mishalech is not, if the mishalech would be here, he wouldn't be doing anything wrong. The only aver is to the shaliach, so that you see the Pnei Yeshua is wrong. So others disagree with the Ktzos. They're not so convinced that there's a raif in the Taisus. No, Taisus says that that you have a gzeres hakasav over here, that it's a pasuk, that it. If the rule would have been Yovid Mahani, that would break the rule of Ein Shaliach Ledvar Aver. Taisus says, what if you hold the Yovid Mahani? How do you know that it's not Chal? So the Ktzos said it shouldn't be Chal because of Ein Shaliach Ledvar Aver. So the Acharenim Taina, no. Yovid Mahani means it's a rule. It has to be Chal. If it's not Chal, so there's no Aver. And you have a Pasul Lo Selakit Lo Lohani. So it has to be an Aver. You have to say Yovid Mahani, and you have to say it's an exception to the rule. Just like we have three exceptions to the rule that Yesh Shaliach Ledvar Aver, so this would be a fourth exception to the rule. Because if you're going to say that in this case Ein Shaliach Ledvar Aver, so then you'll never be able to be in violation of the Lava of Lo Selakid Lo Ani. So in order to have an Aver, you have to say Yovid Mahani. So that's what the Avnei Nezer Tain is against the Ktzaisis. So he's not so convinced that the Ktzaisis Raya is so ironclad from the Ktzaisis. You can say Mitzad HaSvar. The Ktzaisis disagreed with Pnei Yishu Mitzad HaSvar. He didn't think that it was correct, even without any Raya. But the Raya that he brought from the Ktzaisis is not such a Gevaldige Raya. So this Gemara is problematic. The whole Tzushtel, the Gemara had four cases. Originally we had three, now it turns out to be four cases. One case is Hamagdiya Mitzila Khaber Kana Khabela Kana Khaber. Another case, Atoifis Lubal Khoiv. The Good Samaritan comes in and he grabs all the assets of the Loiv because he sees the Loiv is wasting all of his money. Won't be any money left for the Malva. Tavis Bakhav Makushav Lakhir. Then you have the one who grabs the shtar shichra on behalf of the Evaknaini, the Yodan only asked him to serve as a shliach lohilocha. So he wants to intervene to serve as a shliach lekabola. Zochel the Yodan shleib b'fano. Then you have the fourth case, is the loisa laket lani case. The Rav Chizda thought that that's the identical with this machlekes samurai. Machlekes hatanaim and the Mishnah and Peah is identical with the machlekes samurai. But the tefis b'chav mokin shchav lachem loikona on that. So what do they all have in common? So the way the Nesivis explained, we understand that in all four cases, there's room to say that how can you apply Zochin? He wasn't appointed as the Shliach by the Balamon. And there's room to distinguish. In the case of Magdim and Tzilach Haber, there is no Balamon. So maybe whenever there's no Balamon, you don't have to be Shluch HaShul Balamon. Whenever there is a Balamon, whenever it's not Hefker, then you would require Shluch HaShul Balamon. There's room to distinguish. But then it's clear that the Gemara is introducing an additional svara of chav lachrini. So whenever it's chav lachrini, then it's a new reason. It's an additional reason why you shouldn't apply zochim. So that was the machlekes between the Pnei Yeshua with the Ktzais. What's this new reason? What's this new consideration of chav lachrini? So the Pnei Yeshua says that chav lachrini is a rule of ein shliach l'dvar aver. And the Ktzais thought that that's a joke. What kind of Eish Lech Dvar Ve'eh? So he thought, no, it just means there's no Zochin. Zochin is only. If everyone stands to gain, no one's going to lose. If somebody's going to lose, so you have no right to apply Zochin because one person is going to gain. Zochin is only if everyone's going to gain. Shveri Gemar. So what do you have in the Mishnah? You have the debate going back and forth between the Tanaim. They're trying to determine which outweighs which. The Shichur Evikanaini, you have pluses and you have minuses. He gains freedom. That's a Maila. And now he can marry a normal girl and have Tvisit Kiddushin and Shulam be Mesiachas Achrov. That's a plus. That's a Maila. And now he becomes Mchuyiv in more mitzvahs. Fine. Freedom and mitzvahs and marriage. Then, on the other hand, life was much more comfortable. Zilele Shichile Pritzile. He doesn't have to observe so many dinim. Life was easier the other way. And a consideration, maybe he's losing a mitzvah if he's an Evik Nainishal Kohen, so he's forfeiting the mitzvah of Achilas Truma on the assumption that that's a mitzvah on the part of the Evik Shal Kohen to eat. So how do you juggle all of these considerations together? So that's the Machlokes HaTanaim. Is it so clear that the pluses outweigh the minuses that you consider it a Zochin? Or no? We're Mesupik. So we're not sure. So in the Mishnah, in the debate between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, Rav Meir throws in a consideration. We have an Eved Knani, we have an Eved Ivri. So an Eved Ivri, the Gemara has an expression, Akaina Eved Liatzma Kikaina Odin Liatzma. You buy yourself an Eved Ivri, so it's like you're a slave to the Eved Ivri. Why? So Taisus in Kiddushin, in the first Perek in Kiddushin, quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that if you only had it, the pasuk says Ki tov lo imach, Ki tov lo imach imach mamaych al imach mimishta. Whatever you eat, you have to give to you. Having steaks for dinner, you can't just give him tuna fish. You have to give him whatever delicious food you're eating. And then if you have a nice pillow and a very comfortable bed, you have to give him also. Then Taisus quotes that humorous Yerushalmi, what if the Odin only has one pillow? So he's not allowed to sleep on the pillow and not give a pillow to the Eved, because it says Kitev Le'imach, you have to be fair to the Eved. And that no one should sleep on the pillow, that's a Maisis Dom. So you have to give the pillow to the Eved. So that's what Taisus says, that's Pshat in the Bavli, Kala Kaina Eved Ivri, Kikaina Odin Liatzmo. Yeah. And then the Pasuk says, V'yotza Ishta Imo, when the Eved Ivri is Yetzah B'sheish, So his wife goes free also. So Rashi Yan Chumash quotes from the Tanoim, what do you mean? After the 6 years are up, then the Eved goes free and the wife goes free. The wife was never sold as an Eved Ivri, only the Eved was sold. So the Tanoim see from this pasuk, they call Zman that the Eved Ivri belongs to me, I'm a chuyev to give him a zaynus, and I'm a chuyev to give him a zaynus to the wife. And after the sheish, after the Eved Ivri is yotzei the sheish, so I'm no longer a chuyev to give him a zaynus to the wife. So that's if you have an Eved Ivri. Everything is different. If you have an Abaknaini, there is no such halacha. You're not Mechuyev and Mezoinus. There is no, then no one holds you Mechuyev and Mezoinus of the Abaknaini. That's what the Gemara says. What if you have an Abaknaini who is so weak, he can't even earn enough money doing any job? He's not right to do any job. He's just sick. He's sick. He lays in bed all day long. He can't earn any money. So for sure, the Yodin is not Mechuyev and Mezoinus of the Abaknaini. That's out of the question. Eved Kenani is not the same as Eved Ivri. There is no such halacha. Kintav leimach imach memaychal imach memishta. You're not mechuyev to give him steaks because you're eating steak. That's only a din by Eved Ivri. You don't like it, so don't buy an Eved Ivri. But Eved Kenani, you're not mechuyev to treat like that. So the Gemara just has a shaila. The Odin is entitled to Maisa Yadayim of the Eved Kenani. The Odin is not mechuyev in mezoinus of the Eved Kenani. So you mean I can collect the Maisi Adayim, and I give him nothing back from Mezainas, and he has to go live off of Tzokit. It's a stupid thing to do. The Eved Kenani is not going to be encouraged to do a good job working for me unless I give him good food, and I give him dessert, and I give him a nice bed. If there's going to be friction between the Odin and the Eved, he's not going to do a good job working. But the question is, if the Odin wants to be stupid, he wants to... use all of his rights and privileges. So is it only because common sense dictates that the Odin does want to use common sense? So does the Odin have the right to demand, I want all of the Maisi Yadayim of the Eved Kenani, and let him go stand online to collect tzedakah? Do you say no? You have a right to buy an Eved Kenani. A goy can sell himself as an Eved Kenani, or the Bezdin, or in Kibush Muhammad, different ways to get an Eved Kenani. But you can only own an Eved Kenani, the Maisa Yadav, over and above the amount of money that he needs from his Zaynus. So let's say every person needs, how much do you need every day? $15 to live through the day. You need breakfast, lunch, and supper. So you need a couple of dollars, a tuna fish sandwich, and a bottle of water to drink. Okay, $10 a day. So let's say the Eved Kenani can earn, he's a surgeon. The Eved Kenani is a surgeon. He can earn $5,000 a day. So you say the Odin is entitled to the full $5,000. The Eved Kenani is a lawyer, a doctor, whatever. He can earn a lot of money. So the Odin is entitled to the full $10,000 a day that the Eved Kenani can earn. And he's not mechuyev to give mezoinus. Mezoinus, the whole Jewish community is mechuyev to give tzedakah. Either they're not mechuyev to give tzedakah, they're not mechuyev. That's the Gemara with Rabbi Kiveget Sechen is mitzayin and Taisus and Bava Kama. Is the mechuyev to give tzedakah to an Eved Kenani? There are certain mitzvahs that don't apply to Eved Kenani because it says achicha. So by tzedakah also talks about achicha ho'evyon, achicha. So if Eved Kenani is not achicha b'mitzvahs, so l'charei there's no chiyuv to give tzedakah to an Eved Kenani more than to an achar. Okay, so that's a shaila. That's what Tosfos says in Bava Kama. It sounds like our Gemara seems to be saying that there's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to an Eved Kenani. So the shaila is, maybe yeah, maybe no. Okay. So the shaila is, can you say the Odin is entitled to the full $10,000 that the Eved Kenani earns daily, and he's not mechuyev to give him back? The Odin is not mechuyev in mezoinus. Or should I say no? The right of the Odin, the right of anyone to buy up the Maisi Yadayim, either the Eved Kenani sold himself, or we made Kibush Melchama, and the conquering armies acquire ownership of all of the people as slaves, and the government of the army that won the war has the right to sell all of the people as slaves if they want to. So either the guy sells himself as an Eved Kenani, or the government of the army who won the war sells as an Eved Kenani. Maybe they only have a right to sell him past the basic $10-$15 that he needs every day. They have no right. A person has no right to sell himself as an Eved Kenani for the full $10,000 a day that he can earn. He only has the ability to sell past the basic $10. The $10 that he earns every day that he needs in order to eat food, in order to stay alive, that he has no ability to sell himself at that. So that's the Gemara has a deal. But let's say the Abakanat is simply not earning a living at all. He's just sick. So the Gemara says, for sure, the Yodan is not Mechoyivim Zainus of the Abakanat. It's not the same as an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is Kitoiv La'imach. That's a different story. And the Abakanat, there is no Chiyiv Mezainus. The Gemara just has a Shaila. Can the Odon say, Asei mi ve'enu Zainach? I own the full $10,000 of Maisi Yodayim. But he's saying, no, the Schus Odon to acquire ownership of Mezainus, of Maisi Yodayim, only begins past the point of the first $10. The amount of money that he needs to live on, that is not shaykh that someone else should own him for that purpose. But it's not that the Gemara is clearing and stuffing, maybe the Odin is Mechuyiv HaMizayin. It's not the Gemara said the Fair is not Mechuyiv. If the Abbot doesn't earn any money, so that for sure the Odin is not Mechuyiv HaMizayin. The whole Jewish community has to give tzedakah, and they have to either tzedakah to a Jew or tzedakah to a guy. But they certainly have an obligation to see to it that every time it doesn't stifle. Doesn't die from starvation. So that's what the Gemara is not sure. From the Mishnah, when the Tanoim are debating whether the pluses outweigh the minuses, the Rabbi Meir throws in this idea. Shemirtzu shalolos and azav derashoy. It sounds like Rabbi Meir as if he says the Odin can take all the $10,000 a day and not give him back a penny from his inus, and the Eved will have to go scrounge around to get some food to eat. It's a stupid thing to do. The Eved is not going to be able to work normally. But we're talking about a stupid Adam. So the Gemara just wants to know, strictly speaking, Yochel HaRav Lama Sayimi Ben Yizaynach HaNa. So the Gemara says, from the Mishnah, it sounds like, yeah. Mishnah, it's Hashem's Minof. In the Mishnah, would appear that he is Yochel HaRav Lama Sayimi Ben Yizaynach. He has the full bailus, on the full Maisei Dam, on the full $10,000 a day, not minus the basic $10. Gemara says, no, maybe he's talking about a special case. Maybe he's talking about a special case that he told the Eved, you take your own Maisi Yadayim. I don't need you to work for me. I don't need any of it, $10,000 a day. You take all the Maisi Yadayim and you take care of your own Mizaynus. Frag the Gemara, so if it's, how does the Mishnah draw a contrast between his wife? Rameh draws a contrast. To give a get to the Isha, that's a chayv, because the Baal is chayv b'mezaynus Isha. But to give a shtashichah to the Eved, who's speaking him? The Chachamim are speaking. The Chachamim argue with Reb Meir. Shemirtzu shalalos and asav the Rasha shalalos and his Ishtai, ain't a Rasha, that since the Baal is mechayv b'mezaynus Isha till he gives a get, then he gives a get. He's not mechayv b'mezaynus Isha, so that's a chayv. But if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to be Zan the Eved, so the freedom of the Eved is certainly outweighs whatever pluses there are. Because there is no plus of Mezainus, the Baal is, the Odin is not Mechuyiv in Mezainus or Eved. So don't you see from the Mishnah that the Odin can say, Asein mi vein Mezainus. The Gemara says, no, maybe we're talking about a case that the Odin said, Si maisi yadechel in Mezainus. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, so what's by the Isha? So why does the Mishnah say that the Baal is mechuyev and mezaynus ishta? He's not mechuyev. If he tells the wife, she has a job, his wife is a lawyer, a doctor, she makes $10,000 a day. So he says, go make all the money you want and keep all the money in your bank account and pay for your own food. So why does the Mishnah say that the husband can't do that? That's a reason, that's not unreasonable. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about a case, but lo sipka. The woman doesn't make $10,000 a day. She can't earn a penny. She can only do, she's not so, she didn't go to graduate school. She never went to university. So she can only do a little stitching. She could do a little, wash a little clothing. She type a little term papers. She can only make $5 a day. She needs a bare minimum of $10 a day to live on. She's not able to earn enough in order to sefreg the Gemara nu. So if you tell me in the Mishnah, Shalolos and the Sishna, Ein Rasha, you're mechuyev to support the wife. So if the Eved is Kayotze Bezeh, the Eved also cannot make $10,000 a day. He can only make $5 a day. So isn't the other mechuyev in Mizaynus Eved? The Gemara says, no, of course not. There is no such halacha. And Eved Ivri, the Yodin is mechuyev in Mizaynus. But the Eved Knaini, the Yodin is for sure not mechuyev in Mizaynus. The only clear we had was, if the Eved Knaini is earning $10,000 a day, does the Odin have the right to take away the full $10,000, even the basic $10 that the Eved needs in order to buy food? Or no, the Odin Schus only begins after the point of the $10. So that the Gemara says you can't really tell from the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says you can't tell from the Mishnah. Then the Gemara tries to prove from the Braisa. We have a Braisa, Evet Shigol Elori Miklot, Ein Rabbe Chayv Lo Zunoi. Lo Oda Lo Shemaisi Yadav Ve Rabbo. It says Beferish, that Odom takes the Maisi Adayim, and is Ein Mechuyiv Lo Zuno. Shamas Mino, Yochal Rabbe Zaloi Melevan, Asayim Mi, Vein Nizor. It's Beferish, that the Odom is entitled to full amount. Mora says, no, just like we interpreted the Mishnah, we can interpret the Braisa as well. Hach Maskin and Amalei, Sein Maisi Adech Lim Zayin Esech. Shayim. Frag the Gemara, so how, if that's what he told them, so how does it say in the Braisa, Maisa Yodav Le Rabbo? Why is Maisa Yodav Le Rabbo? He told them to say Maisa Dechalim Zonisecha. So it should be, Maisa Yodav should be Liatzmo. Gemara says, no, we're talking about Hadofa. And Gemara Le Hadofa. Above the $10, the basic $10 that he needs to live on, the Yodon is not Chayv Lazuno, he's not Chayv Mzonis. But the basic $10, the Odom has no right to take that. When it says in the Brice, Ein Rabbi Chayv Lo Zuno, it means if the Yevet doesn't even earn $10 a day, so the Odom is not Mechuyev. Sure. But if the Yevet is earning more than $10 a day, so maybe the basic $10, the Odom has no right to take away. Whatever's above that, he has a right to take away. Sure. Then the Gemara asks, so why does it give it, why does the Brice write the case of an Eved Shigola Lori Miklot? Why such a complicated case? Give a normal case. A man has an Eved K'naini, and he tells the Eved, I want you to work your head off, and I want to take away all the money, and the basic $10 the Eved keeps. Why did you think the din should be different if the Eved, what do you have to kill someone b'sheigeg for? What do you have to bump somebody off to write such a funny case? Give a normal case. A man has an Eved K'naini. The Gemara says, no, I would have thought, why does the Braisa write a funny case when the Eved knows? It says in the Pasuk, V'chai, what is the Pasuk? It says, V'choi, what does it mean? V'choi, Ovid Lei Chiyuset Fei. You have to make it comfortable for him. The Gemara says, it's a din V'choi. The Gemara says in Makkos, in Eile Heina Agoyle, in the second pair, that if the one who runs away to the Ori Miklod is one who enjoys learning Torah, so you have to organize shiurim for him. And you have to have museums, and you have to have theaters, and you have to have movies, and you have to have shopping malls, and the Ori Miklod. It has to be a comfortable place. The Gemara says it can't be too big a city. If it's going to be too big a metropolis, so then the police won't have too much control there, and the Goyal Adam may come in against the din and may kill the Harik Bishgogon. So it can't be too large a metropolis, but it can't be a little hick village, because the Goyle, the one who goes there, will go out of his mind. He's used to living in a big city. You have to make it a comfortable v'choy. It has to be a comfortable location. You have to give him all the accommodations like in a nice hotel. V'choy. So one would have thought of a lechiyusa tvei. I would have thought that the Yodin has no right to take away the ma'isi yadayim of the Eved over and above the $10. Kamash malon. Even though he's sending him to Dori Miklot, he is entitled to take away everything above the $10. That's an added chiddush. So the Gemara just points out again, the contrary is that when a man is married, if his wife earns nothing, he's still mechuyev. If Baruch earns only able to earn $5 a day by knitting yarmulkes or whatever, by typing term papers, she can only earn $5. She needs $10 a day to buy food. Even on a diet, she needs $10 a day. So the Baal is chayev b'mezonos ishto. But this for sure, the Baal is not, the Odin is not mechuyev b'mezonos ishto, the Eved K'naini. Eved Ivri, you are mechuyev. Ki toiv l'imach. Eved K'naini, you're not mechuyev. That's for sure not. The whole medubra only is the Eved K'naini is earning way more than that. So is the Odin entitled to all of the Maisa Yadayim of the Eved? Or do you say no, only from the point of $10 and up? The basic $10 that he earns, the first $10 that the Eved K'naini earns, that he leaves, that he needs in order to buy food, that the Odin is not entitled to. So that the Gemara says, you can't really prove one way or the other, neither from the Mishnah nor from the Braisa. Then the Gemara has a third Braisa. The Gemara is not bad. Ishta, his wife went to the Rai Mikla. Okay, same thing. Then the Gemara has Leme Kitanoi, about the eighth wide line. There is a Machleik Satanoim. It's Shnei Batzores, it's years of famine. No one has too much food, there isn't too much food to go around. So the Shaila is, the Eved K'naini can die, he's afraid he's going to die from hunger. So if Shimon Gamliel says, the Eved K'naini has a right to in demand of his Odom, Yochel Eved Lamed the Rabbi, Bishnei Batzos, O Parnaseini, either you give me Mezainis, or you should let me go free. And the Chacham is saying, no, he has no right to demand that. So the Gemara says, my Labba Hokam Efligi, this is probably the Machlekes. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the Odon has no right to take away the basic $10 that the Eved needs in order to buy food to live for the day. So he has a right to say, O Parnaseni, either let me free, or give me food to eat. And the Chacham say, no, the Odon has a right to take all of my Siyadayim, and he doesn't have to give the Eved anything. So the Gemara says, it's my lot, but Hokamifli is not the Machlek, and Masav Yochalayimah, that's the machlokes, whether the Odin has a right to demand on his rights, to demand his rights, he wants all of my Sedai. Gemara says, no, it doesn't say that in the Bryce. It's a different machlokes. It's a psychological machlokes satanoim. It's shnei batzores, and there isn't enough food to go around to everybody, so everyone has to live on a handout. So the question is, does he stand a better chance of getting given charity, of receiving charity, if he'll be a ben chorim? So the Chachamim say, no, whoever's going to be kind and have Rachmanis on Bnei Chorin will be kind on the Avodim Knainim as well. So he has no right to demand of the Odin that he should free him. The Odin says, whoever will give tzedakah to the Jewish people will give it to you as well. And Reb Shimon Gamliel says, no, we know psychologically it's not so, that the people will give to Bnei Chorin, they won't give to Avodim. So it's a machlekes in psychology. It's a different machlekes. It has nothing to do with this Shaila. So the violet, there's no right to anything. There's no way to prove one way or the other. The next Gemara is really the last three lines. That's it. Not so easy. Okay, but in that tomorrow we'll have to start from the last two lines. On Wednesday, I'll have to give an early shiur.
Instead of the regular time,
I'll have to give a shiur at 10 o'clock. Okay. So I think also early, but...